You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maintenance of voter registration lists is standard practice to remove voters who've died, moved, or are no longer eligible. But some hyperpartisan legislatures and state officials have weaponized the process. If you've moved or skipped voting in a recent election, your voter registration may no longer be valid. Wyoming announced the purge of 86,000 of its voters this week, over 30% of its 2022 registered voters. That's thanks to a new use-it-or-lose-it law giving county clerks authority to remove voters if they skip only one federal election. In January, Florida removed almost 1 million voters from its rolls as a result of a similar law. Last year, just 2 weeks before the voter registration window closed in Ohio, Secretary of State Frank LaRose purged more than 26,000 voters just weeks before a ballot question on abortion rights. The remedy in many states has been same-day registration, but Election Day registration has been under attack as well, forcing registrants to vote by provisional ballot or trying to end same-day registration altogether. The moral of the story is that under the cloak of election integrity, voter purges are being used for voter suppression purposes in several states. Now is the time to check your registration, giving you time to re-register before November. We have links to tools to check your registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.